I got to tell you, Sean, I was wondering, was it going to be worth getting up in that 2 o'clock hour today? And now I know why I came to work, because Elaine is here. So I'm so excited. She is so full of life and passion. And the older I get, the more I appreciate her even more, because 66 years of age, Social Security is something I think a lot about. Very special edition of the Inside Connection MediConnect. She is here and you are there. So good morning and let's get started.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
You know what? I'm really good, but I love being around her. She makes me smile and I love seeing you. And this is a great show because it's helping the seniors of our community. And that's not a good thing. That's a great thing.
Yeah. And, you know, we like to have a little bit of fun before we get into the main thrust of the show. But before we do have that fun, you know, to have an expert on a subject matter.
The real deal.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we feel like we're rolling out the red carpet today here on the Inside Connection, having Elaine Cole from Social Security. So I do encourage, if you have any questions related to Social Security, we are going to be taking phone calls during the third segment if you have them. But also, you know, here we are ending up, you know, towards the end of June here, you know, halfway through the year. It's been a whirlwind. Things are as busy as ever at MediConnect. I always keep waiting for the slow time to arrive, and it's just, it's never within grasp. I mean, we're constantly on the move and constantly
hustling.
Well, listen,
you think you're busy? Go visit the hardworking people of Social Security.
Oh, I know that.
They say hello, and then it's goodbye. Then it's hello, then it's goodbye. They are such a great resource.
Well, I'll also say, to speak to that for a minute, that, you know, I've been doing Medicare advisory work for 12 or so years now, and the efficiency in which people are able to enroll on a Medicare via Social Security has vastly changed in that 12-year span. So people are getting through the process much quicker now, because when I first started this 12 years ago, you had to sign up 3 months ahead of your Medicare date to be absolutely sure that you were going to be good to go come your 65th birthday or whenever you were looking to get your Part B. Now that's not the case. I've seen people fly through, and largely through the help of my good friend Elaine Cole, again, with Social Security. And again, we're going to be bringing her on in just a moment here. Before we get to Elaine, we want to, again, start the conversation with you know, talk a little bit about the history of Pittsburgh. Usually we spend a little bit of time talking history this first segment. We usually do this date in history or this year, but we're going to focus a little bit more on Pittsburgh this weekend. I feel like there's a little bit of rain. Maybe people are going to be listening a little bit harder today. So let's get right into it because, you know, when we talk about the history of Pittsburgh, we know that there's a lot of great things that have shaped this country that have flown through these three rivers here downtown. And
is that your line, flown through these three? I like that.
I you know what? I spent a lot of time on that one, so don't make fun
good.
Of me, Rob.
Don't say it 10 times fast. That's pretty difficult. That's pretty good, though.
But thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I spent a lot of time on that. So, you know, there's the polio vaccine, as
yep.
well as many, many other, you know, technologies and sciences that have come through here. But wanted to go through a little bit of the oddities of our community. And I wanted to, you know, make sure the first and foremost that people knew that, you know, the very first T-Rex skeleton was on display at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. Very first T-Rex skeleton ever.
That's amazing.
Right up the road in the Oakland area. And then we also had the very first movie theater opened in 1905. Very first in this country. Again, this is just baffling to me. St. Anthony's Chapel is home to more Catholic relics than anywhere else in the world besides the Vatican.
I know. And that's just a few miles from where we sit.
That's amazing.
It is.
Why Pittsburgh, you know?
Like, because we're special.
We are. This is true. It's very. The Big Mac was invented in Uniontown in 1967. In 1920, 80% of the glass made in America came from Pittsburgh. So not only did we build this country via all the steel that we produced, but in 1920, 80% of the glass made in America came from right here. The Igloo, or otherwise known as the Civic Arena, was the very first retractable dome stadium in America. And I know that, like, towards the end, they really didn't open it for very much, right?
Well, the night I was there, my first concert, Elaine, you'll appreciate this, Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh.
And Teddy Pendergrass said, I'd like to introduce you to an up-and-coming star who I believe will be the next big thing. We have a new duet coming out. Without further ado, Pittsburgh, put your hands together for the very young, beautiful, and talented Whitney Houston. So there you go.
No way.
And the roof was actually open. It was one of the most magical nights of my life.
Wow. What year was that?
It had like 2099, 98, something like that.
Wow. That's incredible.
Long time ago.
And again, they didn't open the roof very often, so that really must have been a special night.
It was a special night. It really was.
At one point, I didn't know this one. I'd be surprised if you did. At one point, there were as many as 15 inclines in the city of Pittsburgh.
I didn't know that.
Not just two. There were as many as 15.
Well, at one time, that was the way people, transportation, that's how they got to and from work, you know?
I know, but I kind of also wonder, like, where were they located at? I mean, I could see them along 28 where all those big hills are and everything, but, like, that's a lot.
South side, probably where you grew up.
Yeah.
There were some south side slopes. I'm sure there were a few there.
Just incredible. And then this one, this one is crazy. So in North Park, there's a phenomenon called Gravity Hill, where if you put your car in neutral at the stop sign near the intersection of McKinney and Coomer Road, you will actually roll uphill.
And you're going to try that.
As soon as I leave here, I'm flying out to North Park. And as we close in on our country's birthday, it celebrate those who made our land independent from other rule. Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall is the largest memorial in the United States that's dedicated to all four branches of our military.
I did know that.
And a beautiful building. My goodness. And what a blessing it is to have right here in our community. So pretty awesome stuff there. And then, look, last few trivia questions, I think we went a little easy. So I'm going to make you dig a little bit here, folks.
This is for the gas card?
This is for the $15 gas card. So, after a few weeks of going easy with the trivia questions, we decided to turn it up with difficulty a little bit this week. The last remaining wooden street in Pennsylvania is located right here in Pittsburgh. What is the name of that street?
All right, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. So I want to do a rebuttal. It was actually probably the late 80s, because if it would have been the late 90s when I saw Whitney and Teddy Pendergrass, I would have had my son with me.
Okay.
So it was a little bit earlier than that. But what a night. And, you know, the Hill, of course, Civic Arena, a lot of history. Absolutely love it. And by the way, today is Sam Clancy Day in the city of Pittsburgh, and they're going to rename a street up there in that Crawford Roberts neighborhood. Is that not right, Elaine?
That is correct.
So they're going to rename that. And even he's younger than me. He was born in 1958, but I'm sure he's thinking Social Security.
Probably.
So we're going to talk to Elaine about that when we get back. Anything else, sir, before we go to a break?
Yeah, I wanted to get to the seminars real quick. If you're going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, you know the routine, free to attend an hour of your time, get the education you need related to Medicare. On June 28th, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. July 6th, we're going to be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington, right near the meadows there. And July 11th, Penn Hills Library, first time we'll be there. Very excited to go. Usually pull really well in the East. So July 6th, Penn Hills Library. Also going to be coming to Butler, Coriopolis, Bethel Park, Glenshaw, and Vandergrift in the coming weeks. So if you're near and dear to those locations, MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab or call 888-818-6334 as we have the advisor standing by through noon.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, to set up an appointment with them, you can simply dial that number, 888-818-6334. MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap. Those advisors every Saturday from the start of the show until noon. And there is never a charge for their services. Elaine, along with Sean and I, will be back. We're going to talk about the great brand that is. Yes, there are certain things that work with our government, Medicare and the Social Security folks. We're going to talk about it all just moments away on KDKA. All right, this is where I kind of sit back and watch you do your thing. I absolutely admire Elaine and what they do with Social Security. And I just said moments ago to her, and she can reiterate this because it's a fact, and I'm going to turn it over to you. We're back on MediConnect, the inside connection. You can reach those advisors until noon, 888-818-6334. When my kids were being raised and I was going at full throttle, I didn't even think about Social Security. And I was doing very well financially. I was doing radio, television. I was in sales. And then in the last 10 years or so, I've really drilled down and I've kind of settled in, and it's nice to sit at home. I've got one job. I really budget my money. I'm thinking about the future. I've got my kids where they need to go. So I started getting these statements from your wonderful branch of the government that we love. I am so fortunate to be in this country and to know that because of my sweat equity over the last 40 years, that when I decide it's go time, I'm going to get that check. I used to say, oh, I'll give it to my kids. And I told them both during the break, they couldn't pry it out of my dead cold hand. So it's great to have you here, Elaine. Social Security, it works for all of us. And here is Sean Horn.
You know, I do want to say, though, when the day does come where you hang them up and you're ready to collect that Social Security, I'm going to petition that the driveway leading up here is renamed Rob Pratt Alley or something like that.
Listen, I got to tell you, I love stuff like Medicare and I love stuff like Social Security. You know why? Because it helps people who need help after working their entire life. And they're not looking for a handout. They're just looking for some help that they've worked for. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's something you work for. And again, I'm thrilled to have the living legend from the Social Security Administration, Elaine Cole, with me. Elaine has been tremendously helpful to our firm when it comes to helping people navigate sometimes a little, unusual circumstances in their own particular cases. She jumps in, helps get involved, and make sure that we finish the, get across the finish line here cleanly. So, Elaine, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and how are you doing?
Why, thank you, Sean and Rob. It is great to be in person.
Yes.
Here at the station today. I'm doing good. It's just great to be living in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait to have this discussion with you about Social Security and Medicare, because that is my life. To help others that they can understand the options that are available and get that planning in their minds, because before you know it, retirement is here. And when Rob said about the that years ago he didn't think about Social Security, I was in the same boat. Whenever I got those benefit statements in the mail 3 months before my birthday, which we're not doing as often as we used to, I put that in file 13 because I knew, 62, 67, whenever, that's not going to come around for a long time. Well, let me tell you, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be here. And the absolute best tip that I can give to your listeners is plan.
Mm-hmm.
Use all the tools that are available on ssa.gov and create yourself an account. That is the best tip that I can give you today.
And is that for anybody of any age, or should we be looking at that as we get closer to retirement?
Well, you have to have a work history
mm-hmm.
in which to have that Social Security benefit. So I would say if you're working, then you want to create yourself an account. So therefore, around the 24, 25, you should have a little bit of a history. And that's when you definitely want to create that account.
Fantastic advice. And Elaine, as we get going into this show and you're dropping that type of knowledge for our listeners, which is incredibly valuable, give a little bit about a backstory as to who you are and how you become, again, the living legend that MediConnect relies on so much. So talk a little bit about your history.
Well, first of all, like Rob indicated, he loves Pittsburgh, and mm-hmm. so do I. I was born in Homestead, that little steel town across the bridge, because you know we're the city of bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And Homestead is really the core of my existence. I came from a family that my mom was a teacher. My dad was a steel worker and a preacher. And as I grew up, those values of helping others is the basis of why I am so happy to be an employee of the Social Security Administration. Now, as for my role, first of all, it always begins with that Social Security, you did work all your life for it, but you have to plan as for what is going to be in your financial picture. You also have to protect it. And protecting it, as I had indicated, is actually creating yourself a Social Security account. You also have to have an arsenal of a toolbox that is going to help you with your financial decisions. For instance, when we look at you, Sean, we're looking for that actual health providing information
mm-hmm.
of what I need to have in which to sustain, to have good activities and overall, mental health, physical health, financial health. That is very, very important. These tips are going to help you make those decisions of when you're going to take your Social Security. And that's what I'm here for. I want to give you all of the information that you can make those particular decisions. I can't tell you when, but I can give you the tools to develop that plan in which to do so. Again, communication. You have to know what questions to ask to your person that is going to give your medical information, who that person that knows what type of investments that you're going to do. And also, did you pull your benefit statement? Do you know what you're going to get on a monthly basis? Do you know for future planning what your family may be entitled to? And remember, Social Security was with you from the beginning. We had to give you a Social Security card. When you want to go for your first job, you have to present your Social Security information. When you were going to college, you had to fill out those loans. You have to give your Social Security information. Mm-hmm. This is why it's important to making sure that all of the records that we have are actually accurate, so that you are giving the right details, and that if you, should you need Social Security before retirement age, that maybe disability may be an option. You should have your correct employment history so that we're paying you the right payment. A lot of times people don't know what they have. And when a family member is depending on you in which to provide that financial stability, it is really important that they know that they can get that benefit when it's needed.
Well, not only that, I mean, you come in key very recently for us as one of our longest advisors, one of the longest tenured advisors, Mary Shiven. She had a case where it seemed like it was going to be very simple, I's dotted, T's crossed. Then she gets the client gets this letter saying that she's going to be receiving a penalty for all the time that she went without Medicare Part B. And you were able to dig in very quickly and find out that the government, unfortunately, didn't have the necessary form to eliminate that penalty, and all we needed to do was supply that, and poof, penalty goes away, which, you know, extremely key to talk about the accuracy of the information you put in. Not only does the information need to be accurate, but we also have to verify that it has been received, because that's the other end of that's the part that we don't always get to see, but staying on top of your individual cases, that's why it's so important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you know, before we get too much further, I do want to announce we do have a trivia winner. Is that correct?
Yes, Anthony from the South Side.
Upper St. Clair, I thought.
Yeah, South Hills. He said South Hills. I said South Side. He's Anthony.
It's Anthony. Right. So Anthony was the correct winner of the gift
trivia
card.
Trivia question.
Yep, and the trivia is the last wooden street in Pennsylvania does happen to reside here in Pittsburgh. What is the name of that street, which is Rosalind Place over in the Shadyside area. So congratulations to Anthony. We'll have that gas card out to you on Monday. And before we do, once again, get to the break, as we have a minute here, I want to reiterate that we do have the seminars coming up. If you're going to be new to Medicare, whether that means you're turning 65 years of age, perhaps you're looking to retire finally, or you're over the age of 65, still working, still have benefits, but you want to know if Medicare might be more advantageous, you have to attend these free events. We'll take an hour of your time. You'll get the education you need. June 28th, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. July 6th, we're going to be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington. All of our events are 6 o'clock start times. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on a seminars tab to register or call 888-818-6334.
And again, we have advisors standing by until noon. And if you want to set up an appointment to get all your questions answered, those of you who are going to be 65, currently 65, you want to reconnect and look back at your current coverage and maybe how they can help you actually get better and a bigger bang for your buck, so there's less money coming out of that great Social Security check, simply give them a call, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Elaine Cole, Social Security Administration, and Sean Horn and Rob Pratt. Back with more on KDK in just a couple of moments. Good morning. Okay, Sean, if I had the executive power, I would just spend the rest of the day with Elaine and you could take over my show. I've learned more stuff during the commercial breaks that I have ever learned from anybody from Social Security, including my own parents, God rest their soul. You really have to be your own advocate, do you not, Elaine?
That is correct.
You know, and the thing that we talked about, the reason I love what you do when it comes to Medicare and Social Security, so many people, because of the world that we live in now, don't have the guaranteed pensions, don't have the 401ks, have gone from job to job to take care of their family because of how the economic winds have changed over the last 30, 40 years. The mills have shut down, that great community of Homestead. Listen, my friend had a donut shop there, L&B Donuts, for years. Armin Mono, you know who I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
He told me there was a time in that great community that he could survive on the workers who were out in front of his building, different shifts throughout the day, by buying one cup of coffee and one donut.
That is absolutely correct.
And now we live in a world that Social Security, which was never meant when FDR made it happen back in the 30s to be that sole single income for somebody who retired. But thank goodness, because Elaine and Sean, because of the world that we live in, many people, and you know this is a fact, this is their single source of income, correct?
Absolutely. And we have to become educated about our options. Just think about it. When you take your Social Security, it's a life-changing event. So therefore, you need to know what it's going to play in that financial plan. And Social Security at this point should not be more than 40% of your financial plan. You should have investments. You should have a bank account. You should have maybe money in the mattress that the spouse doesn't know about yet.
Right.
But all of these options are available in which to build a good financial plan. But make sure that you use all of those tools, such as the financial planner, such as going to someone like Sean and speak about what your healthcare options are, because there's costs associated with it. And even when you're looking at Medicare at the age of 65, there's a premium for that medical insurance Part B that continues to change over the years. I started 21 years ago, and that particular rate was about $96. Now it's $164.90 per month that will come out of your particular benefit. Or you might have a self-payment because you're not ready for Social Security yet. There are so many different options that you must consider before you take Social Security. And the person that examines all of those options before they do it, that's when they have a good, healthy financial plan.
Good stuff.
I would say you probably have our listeners looking at their spouse like, hey, do you have that money in the mattress that she was just talking about?
By the way, she found it.
She found it.
And you know what? She deserved every penny of it, too. Go ahead.
Very likely. So,
but you didn't have to agree with me. I mean, very likely. Okay, come on. Now, who's your friend here?
My wife is still sleeping, so I'm okay. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about a fact that I heard at one of the teacher union presentations that I attended about a year and a half ago up in Cranberry that I was just floored by. Something along the lines of, if you don't take your Social Security at the age of 62, the break-even point to where you catch up is somewhere around the age of 78 or something like that. That's what they were talking about on stage. Can you break that down a little bit and what that means?
Well, again, Sean, we're looking at options.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, again, whenever you're looking at your neighbor, you're looking at the worker that you're standing at the water cooler and you're saying, well, I'm going to take mine. Remember, your particular benefit is not the same as someone else's. Your particular circumstance is not the same as someone else. Therefore, you have to look at yourself. You have to help yourself in making those decisions. Yes, usually a break-even point is 15 years if you take your particular benefit at the age of 62. Keep in mind that you're having a reduction factor associated to your record when you take it early. So if you take it at 62, as opposed to the person that may take it at 67, that person will catch up to you in about 15 years because you took it early. But they're going to surpass you because they had that full retirement age. But again, you took it at 62, you may have had a health issue that you needed to take it. Let's face it, the world has changed over since 1935. A lot of times, family members that are eligible for Social Security, they're raising their children, they're raising their grandchildren, and they need that Social Security in which to make it in their financial situation. There's others that they are perfectly healthy. I'm looking at my particular mother-in-law. She's 95. She's still doing well.
God bless her.
She's doing great. And my husband's father lived well into his 90s. But my parents, they lived 60s and 70s.
Mine too.
So longevity is not on my side of the family. On his side, yes. But he's a retired state trooper. And we all know the situations of how police officers are.
Absolutely.
And therefore, they have to take that into account. We don't have a crystal ball.
Yep.
We don't know how long we're going to live.
Mm-mm.
And the bottom line is we have to take all of that into account when we make that decision.
Well, but how about the stress of you with him being a state trooper every day? God bless you. I mean, that's people have no idea.
Absolutely. And what's going on today in society? At this point right now, he hasn't retired, because if I haven't retired, you can't retire either. But and he's still in police work. He works with one of our hospitals, and he's still involved in policing. And you know what's happening in our hospitals.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, all of these changes in the world does affect how you make your decision of taking Social Security. So, therefore, take all of that down. You're the only one that can answer that question. So whenever you are saying, when should I take Social Security? Answer those other questions first. Then that will give you the foundation of when you can take it.
You know what I just realized? And I never put the two and two together. To get Medicare, you have to make a payment. For most people, Social Security check.
Yeah.
So Social Security is also getting people Medicare.
Yep.
As I'm sitting here, I'm like, light bulb goes off. I know I'm a little slow sometimes, Blaine, but I'll catch up. What great work you guys do. And really what we talk about every week and these success stories after success stories, it really kind of comes down to that Social Security check, doesn't it, Sean?
It really does. And, you know, I'll speak to our line of the work when it comes to Medicare. Look, we're bored to tears with most of the stuff that's out there as well. We hate the overwhelming nature and the paperwork and the materials for marketing when it comes to these insurance companies sending you. We're overwhelmed by it just like the listener is right now. And guess what? That's about to start all over again here in September and October. So I do apologize. We're going to jump ahead of that and get you all that information you need so you don't have to look through it all. But all of that is boring to us as well. What really, and she touched on it a moment ago, what really, you know, gets us going day in and day out is taking that individual case, that puzzle that you just talked about, your health, your plans for retirement. We put this puzzle together right in front of you, placated to your specific needs, so that you can make the cleanest and most confident decision for yourself. And again, Social Security is a major part of that planning. And so many people come to us asking us, well, should I take it now? We're not the ones to advocate for when you should be taking it or not. I mean, that's really up to you, your family, your financial advisor, your accountant. We don't profess to be any of that. We just want to make sure that your healthcare needs related to retirement or with Medicare are in tip-top shape. So to have a resource and an advocate like Elaine sitting alongside us today, we're blessed. There's no other way to put it, Rob.
I should put her on the payroll. I'm telling you, I've learned so much stuff today from you, honestly. And, you know, and sad, but I can't be the only 66-year-old who doesn't have all these questions answered. And that's why the phones never stop ringing.
Yep.
And I drive by that place in Rochester all the time. And when I do, I simply say, thank goodness that they're here. All right, tell them about the seminars. I'll tell them how they can register. Then we're going to come back and we have another segment with Eileen Cole, Social Security Administration. Go ahead.
So June 28th, Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. July 6th, we're going to be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington. July 11th, Penn Hills Library, our first time there. We're very excited about that. All our 6 o'clock start times. And again, you could go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on a seminars tab and fill it out yourself, or call 888-818-6333. 334 as the advisors are standing by through noon.
All right, so somebody wants to set up an appointment. There is no charge for your services. Who would want to go now? Because it's not an enrollment period, but there are still lots of questions that be answered, especially when it comes to things like Social Security.
Correct. So anybody who is new to Medicare, newly eligible for Medicare within the next 12 months, we can sit down with you individually. You don't have to come to a seminar. So if that's you, let us know. We'll be more than happy to come out. There are also 5-star plans in our region for Medicare Advantage, which means that you can enroll onto that plan right now. So if you're not really happy with your drug coverage, you got some other benefits you feel like you're missing out on, you think you're paying too much for your coverage, if any of that sounds like you, it is worth a free assessment to make sure that you're getting the very most out of your Medicare that you can.
We will be back. Eileen Cole, Social Security Administration. He is Sean Horn. This is the Inside Connection. MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap. MediConnectInsurance.com. And those advisors until noon, 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Sean Horn and Elaine Cole from Social Security Administration, please tell them about the YouTube channel that you have now started, the podcast that you have, and also streaming with KDKA Television.
Yeah, so we have our YouTube channel, which is quickly growing to 5,000 subscribers, probably have that by the end of next week, where when we start posting in February, we had 6. So pretty quick growth there. So
yeah, that is.
If you build it, they will come. Kevin Costner was not wrong about that. So here we go. And then we do have the Facebook page, which is very, very active. You can search for us, MediConnect PGH, all one word. You can find us. We're constantly pumping out information to make sure that Medicare is as clean as possible for you. And then our TV program that we do have streaming on CBS News Pittsburgh. For now, we're streaming every other Sunday, so next Sunday we'll be back on at 12 o'clock. But come the enrollment period, we will be on weekly to give you tips and pointers to make sure that you're, again, navigating all this Medicare mess as cleanly as you can. You can go to download CBS News Pittsburgh, the app, from your phone's app store, or you could stream it right from your television by downloading the app through your smart TV. So thank you for that opportunity, Rob, but also want to talk a little bit to Elaine about the fact that here with Social Security and including Medicare, there's been a recent rule change related to the general enrollment period. So for those who don't know, if you missed out on enrolling onto Medicare when you were first supposed to in the eyes of the government, you had a window to which you could apply. It was usually the first quarter of the year, and then you had to wait some time for your Medicare to kick in. Now that has all changed, and to the good for the Medicare beneficiary. Can you talk a little bit about that, Elaine?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, Sean, we have to remember one of the tools that is available to all of us is visiting our Social Security website. That gives you a lot of information, especially whenever there's changes available. And then we talked about creating yourself an account.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's going to give you an overall snapshot, which are available and what can be granted to you once you apply. Again, all of this is to say there's several layers included into our website that we want to make sure that we have identified you and that there's not scammers available.
Okay.
And that's why I want to build this as a foundation of going into what the general enrollment period is. We all know those telephone calls that come in. There's several commercials that give misleading information. And now they have become so sophisticated in trying to get your identity, they're sending emails. And a lot of time that might be connected to healthcare. Social Security is saying to you, protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
create that self, that account by going to ssa.gov so you can get the correct and accurate information about you. So therefore, getting into the general enrollment period, because there are three periods of Medicare. You have your initial enrollment, you have the special enrollment, and that involves your work. And then the last chance to get any type of Medicare coverage is usually under the general enrollment period. Before this year, It used to be that you had to sign up between January 1st and March 31st, but your coverage did not begin until July 1st.
Oh.
And at that point, depending on how long you were outside of the umbrella of getting into the Part B or the medical insurance, there's a penalty of 10% per year that will be assigned to your account that will never go away.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on if you have been outside of that account from the age of 65 to maybe approximately 70, you're looking at 5 years that you were outside of that umbrella. So not only are you waiting for that particular benefit to begin July 1st, there's also a 50% penalty that will be assigned to that. And it would adjust every year because, as you know, the prices go up.
Yep.
So therefore, this year, under this administration, we were able to see that January, if you sign up, then your particular benefit starts in February. So if there were any additional months that were associated to that penalty, we've now cut it. So at that point, it makes it a lot easier conversation. And now you're getting the much needed coverage that was necessary for you to go to that next step of getting those supplemental or that Medigap coverage. So at this point, remember, Part A is free to you as long as you had 10 years or 40 quarters posted to your record. That's your hospital insurance. Part B is your medical insurance, and it pays 80% of your particular healthcare needs. But then you have to think about and make those options that are available to you work for you, depending on which, if you want a supplemental plan or if you want a Medigap plan. At that point, those decisions are all part of that financial plan and the options. You have to become educated. And thankfully, Rob, they can come to you and Sean and find out what those that information may be.
I mean, that's exactly why MediConnect exists to begin with.
Absolutely.
To help with that last 20% that the government doesn't cover. But there was something in there that I wanted to touch on. You kind of glossed over, but I think this is a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. And it is that when you made that enrollment in January, in previous years, when you made that enrollment in January, again, the coverage didn't go into effect until July, meaning you had to go 6 months generally without any sort of healthcare coverage. And I've had clients, unfortunately, that had to, participate in that. It was painful, always having to worry if something big was coming down the pike health-wise that, you couldn't plan on and, you had nothing for. Now, you enroll in January, your coverage goes effective in February.
Correct.
So that timeline has shrunk significantly. And again, the opportunity to, not have another 10% tacked on is another big part of the general enrollment period now.
Absolutely. But that's why it's really important that you have a plan, because just think about it. You are looking at the last option. If I don't sign up between January 1st and March 31st of a particular year, then I have to wait a whole other year before that particular coverage begins. But what is significant about this year, that particular time frame has shrunk. And at that point, this is a great option that is available to the public that qualifies for Social Security.
And that is why when you connect with MediConnect to get your individual consultation on your particular needs, if need be, if it's a situation that's a little outside of our scope, we can rely directly on Elaine Cole to make sure that, again, we cross that finish line as cleanly as we possibly can for your particular needs. So, Elaine, I want to take the time to thank you immensely for making it in today. A wealth of knowledge. You will be back, and we will get you in before you retire. So thank you once again. And before we do head out today, I do want to, again, make note that again, new to Medicare within the next 12 months. If you're in Gibsonia, Washington, Penn Hills, Butler, Coriopolis, Bethel Park, Glenshaw, or Vandergrift, We're coming to your neighborhood soon. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and get the readout of our upcoming seminars.
You ever have those nut rolls that Armin used to make at OMB Donuts?
Oh, my goodness. Now you're making me hungry.
He used to do 5,000 of those and ship them out all over the country. He was what a dear, dear soul. Armin Panka. Love him. All right. He used to bring me and Pompey Annie huge just boxes of donuts. We were the luckiest two guys on the planet. It was a pleasure seeing you.
Pleasure is all mine.
All right. Stay with us and thank your husband for his service on the state police, too.